With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Although Hurricane Erin is not expected to make a direct hit on land, communities along the East Coast are bracing for high winds and flooding rains. Tommy Hutcherson owns a store on North Carolina's Outer Banks, Ocracoke Island.
There is no boarding going up of any windows. That is not an issue. This is a water-based storm issue. It's all about the tides, and it's all about what happens to the road. That's basically the bottom line in a nutshell what this storm is about.
Evacuations have been ordered for some parts of coastal North Carolina, and people are being urged, in some cases ordered, to stay out of the water due to very heavy surf and potentially deadly rip currents. President Trump's big, beautiful wall is getting a new look, and it has nothing to do with aesthetics.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says the entire southern border wall is being painted black. She credits President Trump with the idea. Noem says the paint job will further deter illegal immigration because the black paint will make the wall hotter and therefore harder to climb. U.S. Border Patrol Chief Mike Banks adds the paint will also deter rust. Noem made the announcement during a visit to a portion of the wall in New Mexico, where she picked up a roller brush to help with the painting. Building the wall was a key focus of Trump's first term, and Homeland Security is receiving $46 billion to complete it. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Justice Department is investigating the credibility of crime statistics in Washington, D.C. National Intelligence Director Tulsi Gabbard has stripped dozens of former officials of their security clearances. Nebraska has plans for an illegal immigration detention center along the lines of Florida's Alligator Alcatraz, this one being called the Cornhusker Clink. This is SRN News. New warning about assisted suicide.
It comes in the form of a chilling article in The Atlantic by Elena Calabro entitled Canada is Killing Itself. The lengthy expose of the Canadian euthanasia system points out that since its legalization in 2016, the government has expanded it to include more and more groups of people, including those who are not terminally ill. And the numbers are increasing so fast the medical system is having a hard time keeping up with demand. Minors may soon be included. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A group of Jewish organizations is urging America's colleges and universities to tackle anti-Semitism, even as students are beginning to return for the fall semester. The Anti-Defamation League, the Conference of Presidents of Major American Jewish Organizations, and the Jewish Federation of North America are offering some tips for how schools can make campus more welcoming for Jewish students. This is SRN News. It's a big event for an old Swedish Lutheran church.
One of Sweden's most beloved wooden churches is being moved as part of the relocation of the town of Kiruna. It's happening because the world's largest underground iron ore mine is threatening to swallow the town. This week, thousands of visitors descended upon the town north of the Arctic Circle to watch the church's relocation. The vicar kicked off the move with a blessing Tuesday morning. The slow journey is scheduled to end Wednesday afternoon and is being live-streamed by Sweden's national broadcast. Keith Peters, Washington.
A dangerous heat wave has taken hold across much of California and the Southwest. Triple-digit temperatures expected, along with the risk of wildfires. Officials opened cooling centers this week in Los Angeles and warned residents to avoid strenuous outdoor activities. The peak of the heat wave will grip Arizona tomorrow and Friday. More details, SRNNews.com.